This is a WSMI podcast from the Tally Broadcasting Station.
Thank you and good afternoon. Well, today we'll find out what issues are at the top of the list for the Illinois Soybean Association and the U.S. Farmers and Ranchers Alliance. Roberta Simpson Dolbear is a farmer from West Central Illinois, and she's involved with both organizations. Roberta and I caught up at the Farm Progress Show, and we talked about projects and ideas the groups are promoting.
My husband and I are grain farmers. We raise corn and soybeans in Pike and Calhoun County, and we've been doing that for almost 40 years. We met at Iowa State and came back to the area he was from, and happy to say that our daughter and son-in-law have joined our farming operation in the last about a year and a half now. And so it's fun to think about the possibility of the farming operation continuing to the next generation. And our son and daughter-in-law are both in ag as well. Our son worked with Growmark, and so it's good to see family members continue in the ag industry.
Well, that's really exciting. And one comment you made to me when we were just talking is that you and your husband are sort of first-generation farmers.
That's right. My father-in-law was raised on a farm, but the ground that we operate and farm, we purchased on our own and are now renting some ground from my in-laws. But, as first-generation farmers, we've been able to see that it's not easy, not an easy business to get into because of the expense of equipment and land and the annual inputs. But it's exciting, like I said, that our daughter and son-in-law were very interested in coming back to join our operation.
Yeah. Well, that is very exciting, and it's fun to hear about stories of families passing it on to their children and grandchildren. So I'd like to talk a little bit about your involvement. We'll start off with the U.S. Farmers and Ranchers Alliance. It's kind of a double role for you being involved with the ISA. You said you're working on something called the Smart Farm Initiative. Share with us a little about that.
U.S. Farmers and Ranchers Alliance is an organization that tries to be a unified voice for different farming organizations, and the Illinois Soybean Association is a part of that. And the Smart Farm Initiative is an opportunity to try and educate non-farmers about what farmers are doing to operate efficiently, safely, and sustainably. I think there's several myths out there that using genetically modified organisms are not safe for people, but those are the same food crops that we grow and eat ourselves, and science has proven that they are, in fact, safe. And so we're trying to take that story out to the general consumer.
And also, you have some work going on with a new film that was released. It's called the Food Evolution Film. I've heard about this. I haven't seen it. So anything you'd like to share with us?
It's a documentary film, and it does take the approach of trying to present both sides as to why people are against non-GMO or against GMOs, but then also show why the GMOs are safe and that you don't have to worry about that. I think there's opportunity in the industry for organic and GMOs to work cooperatively. There's a market for both. But we're just really trying to show people, help them develop an honest, a transparent image of what farming really is all about.
And I would say you would know firsthand. You're a farmer yourself and your family, so it's great that you're getting involved with this, I think. Switching back now to talking about the Illinois Soybean Association, I said you were District 12 director. You cover some counties that are pretty close to the radio station, actually.
Yeah, so I'm over on the west central side. My counties include Pike, Calhoun, Scott, Macoupin, Greene, and Jersey.
So what sort of work are you doing with the association? You had mentioned to me the importance of trade and exporting soybeans, and that's similar to conversations I've had with other directors that sit on the soybean board. So still trying to just get the word out about that or other things that you're working on?
Trade, of course, is one of the most important. 60% of Illinois soybeans are exported outside the state. I think there's a lot of effort to try and encourage more animal production within our state, which would keep some of that crop here. We're also very involved in the biodiesel industry and trying to increase the amount of biodiesel that is used as well as the level of biodiesel. And there's been a lot of growth and interest in that. We're just looking at trying to develop or help open up new markets for soybeans worldwide.
Roberta Simpson-Dulbear, a District 12 director for the Illinois Soybean Association. In other news, it's estimated that the expected 2 million bale cotton harvest in Texas will decline by 300 to 400,000 bales because of damages left by Hurricane Harvey. Gene Hall of the Texas Farm Bureau says the unprecedented storm hit at an unprecedented time, and that's during the cotton harvest.
Harvesters were running full speed prior to landfall before it started raining to harvest what was left. Varies across the region, probably right around Corpus Christi in that area, it was 98% complete. But as you move further north, it's less. Matagorda County may have had 70% harvested. Wharton County maybe only 35 to 40%. So a lot was left on the stalk, and I think you have to say that anything left on the stalk is a total loss. And the cotton modules were left in the field, covered with a tarp in many instances. So what we have there is tarps blown away, cotton modules blown apart. Very little will be salvageable from that.
Meanwhile, about 27% of the state's beef cow herd is within the hurricane zone. Losses can't be counted right now, but more will be known when floodwaters recede. The Texas Farm Bureau has set up a relief fund that will provide assistance to farm and ranch families in the hurricane zone to help meet their needs.
It is set up through the Texas Farm Bureau Foundation. All of the donations are tax deductible, and everything we collect, 100%, will go to meet those needs. We have a track record. We've done this before during hurricanes, and we had the wildfires out in the panhandle of Texas earlier in the year. So this is something that our foundation has been used for in the past.
And Gene says they're seeing a large outpouring of support to help Texas farmers and ranchers.
We have had hundreds of calls from all over the nation, other state farm bureaus, individuals, county farm bureaus across the nation who are interested in helping. So if you want to help farm and ranch families, go to texasfarmbureau.org. We have also attempted to aggregate information from others trying to be supply points for hay, feed, other kinds of supplies coming in, fencing materials, and volunteer labor. So a great big Texas thank you to everyone who has offered to help, and we invite you to go to that website, texasfarmbureau.org. There are ways to help.
Gene Hall of the Texas Farm Bureau, and again, that website is texasfarmbureau.org. Well, before we wrap up, I do have one local event to tell you about. The Highland FFA Alumni Group is hosting their fifth annual Puttin' Round the Country Miniature Golf Scramble next weekend. 9 putting holes will be featured at various locations in the Grand Fork area on Saturday, September 9th. Registration is from 9 a.m. to 10 a.m. The scramble has a shotgun start at the Grand Fork Fireman's Park, and they're looking for 4-man teams. For pricing or to register, you can contact Renee Barr at 618-521-8375. Teams must supply their own putters. And again, that's next Saturday, September 9th in Grant Fork. And that's all we have today for your WSMI Farm Show. I'm Katie Wilson.